Dunham and Miller Show. Ever wonder what generation you were born into? If you were born between 1910 and 1927, you were part of the greatest generation.
I need to investigate that. How can anyone possibly know that?
What the,
you mean
the
to tell? Yeah, you mean to say that generation was greater than Plato's generation?
Well, it's just the
golden age of ancient Greece.
Well, it's the nickname, I guess, Tom Brokaw gave to that generation.
Oh. What does he know? He can't even pronounce L's.
1928 to 1945, you were in the silent generation. If you were born from
they all were mute
between 1946 and 1964, a baby boomer.
Now, 46 to 64.
The three of us are actually Gen Xers. We were born between 65 and 80,
yes.
So we are all Gen Xers.
Yes,
I've joined baby boomers.
You can't do that.
My
you are a Gen
Xer. Are older. My
you were born
older.
Between 65 and
80.
January of 81. So mm-hmm. you're
a Gen Xer, like it or not.
I
and the panel that we have assembled are all known as millennials, born after 1980. And the reason we decided to do a what we call Skateboard Man Roundtable is because a couple of weeks ago, the Pew Research Center came out with this
Skateboard
new study
man.
On millennials. And we went over the study of millennials and what they all do in terms of how they tend to vote, number of tattoos they have, whether they work or not. So we decided to have a millennial roundtable. So let's welcome our four panelists. We have with us, first of all here, as we go around the table to my immediate left, Sam, who is 17 and a high school student in Azle. My first question, how shouldn't you be in school this morning?
I'm too cool for school, let's be fair here.
Whoa.
I'm just too awesome
Whoa.
For school.
Well, thanks for being here.
Oh, anytime.
All right, we also have next
well,
to Sam.
This is the only time, so.
Next to Sam, we have Andrew, who's a 22-year-old student at North Texas.
Yes, sir.
And you've got a job.
I do have a job. I work for the Hedgewood Group Property Tax Consultants here in Dallas.
Oh, he's already entered the world of tired head.
Good for you. Good for you.
Next to Andrew, we have 25-year-old Justin. You are a white-collar professional and a big P1.
Sure am. Been a big P1 for the last 4 or 5 years and work for Key Bank downtown.
All right. Thanks for being here. And then next to Justin, we have Nick. He's 20, a student at UTD, and you do not work, right?
No, I'm actually a student at UT.
Oh, at UT.
Oh, UT.
Yeah, at UT.
In Austin.
Yeah, that's
all right, get real close to the microphone,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I'm a student at UT in Austin, and I made the drive up yesterday.
Did you really?
Wow. But yeah, I don't have class on Thursday, so I figured why not just come on with the Courage Boys.
See, this is weird for us because we've been doing this show for 16 years now, and we're seeing now second-generation listeners, and we all started this. We were you guys. I mean, we were young pups, and we just started this station on a lark and everything. So now seeing kids who started listening to us when they're in their car with their dads when they were 2 and mm-hmm. stuff, that's very, very strange.
How old were you first started listening to The Ticket? Just go around the horn here real quick.
I was about 6 years old coming home from first grade listening to it. I was raised on this. This is my generation.
Oh, no. You're going to be a serial killer.
What about you, Andrew?
My dad always had listened from day one, but I really got into you guys about 7th grade, so this whole experience was pretty awesome. Just crazy for me, even growing up listening to you guys, and now sitting in this room.
Yeah. Isn't it weird to be in the presence of greatness like this?
It's
gotta
it
be
is.
Intimidating.
It is.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. He really means that. It's a sad thing. All right, what about you, Justin? Just for the last 5 years or so?
Yeah, off and on since day one with the dad, growing up and everything, but then 4 or 5 years, and especially since work started the last 3 months ago, it's been all day, every day. So.
Wow.
Yeah, same thing with me. I mean, I've listened probably since, I have memories of you guys since like 2nd grade being driven to school.
Second grade.
I mean, just hearing,
That's like my norm. Well, like, I remember my dad listening to Norm when I was this little bitty kid, you know?
But it's the strangest thing to hear you guys. You know, we've listened for, 10 years, 12 years, and all we've really listened to is your voices. And then to come in here and see
does
your faces.
Does it match at all?
Well, yeah, it does. It's just strange.
It's very disconcerting.
All we hear is your voice, and then you come in and you see the person, you're talking to them. It's
weird.
Definitely a cool experience, yeah.
All right, so we hear from guys our age all the time, late 30s, early 40s, and they like the show because we grew up in the same era and they can relate to us. But what about you guys who are 15, 20 years younger than us? What do you like about The Ticket?
I just like it because it's different. It's not the typical music radio station, and it's not so much even sports talk. It's like, human and guy talk radio, is in a sense.
Human talk.
Right. We don't just discuss...
As opposed to chipmunk talk, which is his second station.
That's true, you do do that. But it's like you don't just talk sports, or you don't just talk, you know, Rangers or Mavericks. You talk about everything. You talk about life, and that's just what really got me hooked on it.
But you're a high school kid, and you love sports, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. He's got his Ranger shirt on.
Yeah, Ian Kinsler, number five, absolutely.
See, and Sam brings up a point here that, and this is what I've always felt, that humor and human condition is universal between generations, and you don't have to know exactly what cartoon George is referencing from his youth to understand that, hey, he liked this particular show when he was young, and they used to do this funny thing on it. That's my take on it. I mean, I don't know. You know, we work in the media business where there's all this catering to youth and saying that the youth don't identify with someone who's, you know, 35. But you're saying you like the show.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't think you catered to me, but that's okay. I think I kind of catered to y'all when I started listening. I started learning everything about, like you know, just the various things I didn't know about, and it's actually taught me a lot that I wouldn't have known if I hadn't been listening to The Ticket.
Hmm. What about you other guys?
Educational experience.
Guy talks guy talk to me, man. Like, there's sports, there's entertainment, there's pranks and bits and all kinds of stuff, and that's just, once you get into it, it's addicting. It's entertaining. What you guys do at the Super Bowl is just, it, to me, some personifies the whole thing.
Especially when Gordon gets attacked. And,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm glad assaults on my person are so entertaining to you.
Sure. What about you, Nick? What do you like about The Ticket?
Other than Mushmouth.
Everybody like Mushmouth,
oh,
by the way?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
See? Mushmouth test well.
I know.
Yeah, oh, excuse me, what was your comment again?
Mushmouth, excellent.
No, you said something after that.
Oh, well, I mean, other than Mushmouth, that's what I was saying, is, yeah, it's the guy talk. But really, I think The Ticket, and especially you guys, really put everything else in a context that no one else can. Like, stepping back and looking at what people say on TV and the tired head expressions and just the basically the made up things that people say on other stations, you guys can put them up, break them down, and make them into a new product that I think is pretty cool.
God, this guy could go into marketing, and he seems to understand things we don't.
What are you studying down there in Austin?
Well, right now I'm actually a first year student at UT. I transferred from Loyola University, Chicago.
Really?
And so, yeah, I went far away from home, actually to George's hometown.
That's not my hometown, sir, but I did.
Well, I know he knows.
There.
He's a smart kid.
It's on your birth certificate?
Yeah, he knows that Chicago's on your birth certificate, no, if indeed you weren't born in Kenya.
It's San Antonio, and I can still slap you upside the head if you say that again.
Oh, my gosh, we've had threats.
I wouldn't do that to you, Nick.
Tension.
All right, we're having our skateboard guy roundtable. Now, skateboard man, as Craig mentioned earlier in the show, it refers to, these guys don't actually ride skateboards, I don't think.
Yes, we do.
You do? No, they don't. Skateboard man is referencing an old fake Jerry bit in which he thought everyone under 25 rode skateboards, so he called him skateboard man. So that's why we call this a skateboard man roundtable. Everybody's under 25 here, or 25 or younger. All right, let's ask Andrew a question. You've been oddly silent over there, which leads me to believe you're packing heat and about to exact some sort of revenge on us.
I might be. Just look out.
Okay. Now, your life. Let's talk about your life. Okay. Girlfriend?
Ex-girlfriend.
You only have one ex-girlfriend?
Well, yes.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's
for right
okay.
now, yeah.
You just broke up?
We just broke up probably about 3 months ago.
Okay.
All right. And Sam, you're our 17-year-old. Still a virgin?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Right.
Of
okay.
course.
Of course.
Nothing wrong with that. That's good.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're
George welcome, supports Sam. You there.
Yeah, absolutely.
George lost his earlier than any of us. That ask him a little bit about that,
that
Sam.
What tell us about that?
We're focusing on these kids here. We're not focusing on me. Don't listen to him, Sam. He's the devil.
All right, favorite character among the skateboard crowd guys, other than Mushmouth?
I love Fake Jerry. He's my favorite, in all honesty. I love Fake Jerry. He's one of my favorite bits of all time, pretty much.
I'm never going to
Fake Jerry was always great, but Fake Jerry and Fake Wade, it doesn't get any better.
Yeah, Fake Wade. Let's hear it. Yes.
Fake Wade.
Yeah. Fake Jerry. What about you, Andrew?
I would say Fake Tiger. That's fake probably Tiger. Okay. That's the first bit that really got me interested.
Even
in
when he talks
sure.
about his dad?
Yes, okay. Yes. Actually, that cracks me up because it makes you tense. So, and I can kind of hear that.
Tense. Yeah, it makes everybody tense.
So all you guys enjoy the fact that George and I hate each other?
Oh, in a sense, way. Yes. I would have to say so.
Oh, like the tension between us?
Or the tension between George and the e-brake voters, that's priceless.
So do your fathers still listen to the station?
Absolutely.
And is this something you guys have in common and talk about things you heard about on the ticket? Do you use ticket language with each other and all that mess?
All the time. The flatulence jokes all the time with my
dad.
No. Did you joke like that with your dad, George?
No, you shouldn't talk about flatulence with your dad, I don't think.
What about you, Craig? Did you do that?
Around your
dad?
Never.
Wait, we've got a good question coming here from Andrew. Go ahead, Andrew. Ask George your question.
You've never farted around your dad before?
No.
Interesting question.
No way. I've grown up farting around my dad.
I growed up
doing that.
Education not real strong in the...
When you're not listening to the ticket, what music you guys like?
Probably rock. I mean,
name a couple of your favorite artists. Who do you like?
This is 20-year-old Nick.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know.
You don't listen to music?
Well, no, I listen to music, but I think now, especially with young people, you don't just listen to one band. You don't just listen to one artist.
Okay.
There's not that. I mean, I know you guys are really big into U2, and and you could pretty easily say that that's your favorite band. But now that you have iTunes and
you listen
YouTube
to a big variety of
stuff. It's a lot of, all the music is more accessible, and so you can listen to more things. I don't think it's a lot harder for us to settle on one group.
Okay.
Incubus is my U2 for you guys, so alternative rock.
Okay.
I'm a big Descending Hunan fan. That's my number one band.
Thank you, Sam.
Of all time.
You're a good man, Sam.
Number one, all time.
17-year-old Descending Hunan fan, a made-up band.
Very smart
young
man.
Whose hit song was Diarrhea Pants.
Oh, my God.
Classic.
I'd have to completely agree with him. I mean, it's true. I forgot your name. I'm sorry. Nick.
That's nice.
With the iTunes generation, there's so many different bands that kids these days can get into. So, therefore, I'm into the White Stripes, Portugal the Man. I saw them. They came into town last night. Incubus. So, and then I think a lot of people my age are also into Blink-182. I think that could be just a generational band for us, maybe as U2 is for you guys.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Coming up next, we're going to go over this Pew Research survey with these guys. We're going to talk tattoos, their political leanings, and just what a typical day is like for today's skateboard man. That's next on the ticket.
Guys, don't slice one more.
Don't say that. You ruined the show.
A nice little lob of courage there.
The sounds, the smell, the action, the pageantry, and the history. It's Dallas Cowboys football, and there's no better time than the present to jump on the cowboy train. The draft is over, and training camp is right around the corner. So catch the electricity while the oven is still smoking, and get your season tickets now. Right, Jerry?
Hey, all you Gen Xers, Jerry Jones here, and I'm, like, totally rad for you guys. We all know today's youth have two things in common. They all love the Dallas Cowboys, and they all worship Satan. Well, I worship Satan, too. That's why I encourage all the children of darkness to buy season tickets. I love all the new bands out there just like you do. Skateboard Man, let's do just what Motley Crue and Kiss want us to do, and buy cowboy tickets to fulfill dark prophecy. God bless Anton LaVey and Quincy Carter. And remember what the devil says in Necronomicon. Tony Banks is the shiznit.
Jeez. Oh, a little classic audio. The introduction of the term skateboard man.
Shows you how long ago that was. Tony Banks was the quarterback.
Tony Banks.
So that's when Jerry tried to get in touch with Skateboard Man. That's what we're doing today here on the Dunham and Miller Show at 8:37. It's our Skateboard Man Roundtable. We have Sam, a 17-year-old high school student from Azle.
Good to be with you.
Andrew, a 22-year-old student from North Texas. We have Justin, a 25-year-old college grad, white-collar professional. And we have Nick, a 20-year-old student down at UT in Austin. So the whole reason we started this was the Pew Research Group's study of 18 to 29-year-olds, their voting habits, their lifestyles. So we thought we'd see if you guys match up with their survey results. In general, the attitude of the skateboard man, it's thought, at least, that you guys really don't care about much and that you want six-figure jobs immediately out of school and you kind of want everything handed to you. Is that right?
I mean, I don't think that's unique to our generation. I think it's just... I
was about to say, I'm raising my hand over here. What's up?
That sounds pretty good.
You got donuts for that, too?
And if anything, I think it's just young people. I mean, I don't know many young people. If they grew up in the 20s, if they grew up in the 80s, either way, they're not going to care as much about things that adults care about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, sports. Man. You stupid homos. I want my six-figure job. I'm going to go to Harvard and ace that stuff.
Chris. Ace
that. It's a Chris. All right, let me ask you guys this. How much do you text? Is that your primary mode of communication with your friends?
Yes, I would say so. What's great about texting is you don't have to take yourself out of a conversation, per se. For instance, I'm not going to text now, but we could all be sitting in here, and I feel like I could be texting on my phone, and yet I'm still in this conversation,
right,
as opposed to having to get up and leave and get on the
My kids the phone zone call. Out when they start texting. You have to repeat the question like four or five times.
Sorry, what? Yeah. Yeah, what are you saying? I was texting here. What were you talking about, George?
See?
So all of you, the primary form of communication with your friends, texting.
Absolutely. Yeah. There was a big switch for me, like, that I noticed, like, you know, coming after the weekend, you know, you're going out, helping the bars and everything, and you get a few girls' phone numbers and stuff, and it used to be you call them and everything, and you'd never get calls back and things like that, and then the texting was where it was at and everything. It's just like everything kind of switched for me.
Yeah.
And texting is very succinct. It's very quick, and if it's just something that, are you watching this show, are you watching this, it's the easiest way to ask your friend or talk to your friend right then.
Absolutely.
But
I switched about a year and a half ago to text.
That's it?
Yeah. Year and a half ago. Well, see, I didn't get an iPhone until like a year and a half ago. And before, I had one of those old phones that was just so, you know, I got to press 5-7 times to get to E or whatever letter I'm trying to get to.
Sorry.
Beat me too much. But now that I can, you know, do it on the iPhone, that's where all my sex talk occurs.
Let's say, how long have you been sexting, Gordon?
Huh? I'm going to sext you right now. How old are you?
It's legal.
17's legal in Texas.
Yeah, do it right now. I dare you.
His dad is right outside the studio door.
It's the studio. It's protected here.
All right. What about Facebook? You guys big on Facebook?
Definitely. Everyone's on Facebook, and especially during class. It's funny to see, if you're sitting at the back of a class, just see just a whole array of laptops all on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, and it's extremely annoying if you're sitting next to a person who's on Facebook, and I've seen, especially girls, they'll get on Facebook and they'll scroll through about 100 pictures in a minute. I assume they've already seen all the pictures. They're just kind of reliving
that moment. Yeah,
that party in August that was so epic.
I pretty much hate Facebook. I deleted mine, and then for some reason I decided to bring it back, and then
this 22-year-old Andrew.
Yeah, the first status I read was, "Oh my God, I have the greatest boyfriend ever." And when I saw that, it just made me realize how people just love to broadcast their lives to everyone. It's just so annoying.
We're looking at you, George.
It's annoying. Yeah, I really don't like it. I'm not going to lie.
To piggyback off that real quick, the best is when you see the status updates that are like the breakup scenarios going on. Like, you know, oh, I hate him so much. And like, oh, come on, I'm sorry. But it's all through status. They're not even talking to each other. It's just hilarious.
They talk each other through their status updates.
And one thing that I think is great, it's because when my mom heard this, she was amazed by it, is how Facebook has become kind of the new letter jacket. I know in the past it was common practice to give your girlfriend your letter jacket. Now your boyfriend and girlfriend, once you become Facebook official.
Which is so lame.
Really?
Once
in a relationship with
so explicit and so right there that everyone can see that you're in a relationship with whomever.
And it makes everyone else gag what they write to each other, too, right?
And then on the other end of it, once it says they are no longer in a relationship, it just sends, you know,
shockwaves.
Everyone's, you know, commenting dislike and, oh, and it's just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
So you're all disgusted by Facebook, but most of you use it.
Yeah, for this loser right here.
You know, what's funny is, like he said, you're sitting in class and you may see a girl in front of you with her laptop on her Facebook. You look up her name, right, and you turn your computer around, take a picture of her, make it your profile picture, and then friend request her. See what happens then.
God, yeah, that's a good gap they can do.
Now, this is something that's very different than when we were growing up, in that every desk now has a laptop open on it. I mean, if we tried that when we were kids, I mean, it would have been put away your computer. Now that's a requirement in
George
class, isn't it?
Porn, I'm sure.
Yeah, George is big into porn, right?
Of course.
I'm sure you can probably see some porn on Gordo's computer now.
No, you can't.
Do the teachers control that? Do they come around and make sure you're not looking at theticket.com or something like that?
Absolutely not. I mean,
really?
There are people just play games on there all the time during class.
That's what I would have done.
And if you're in a huge lecture hall and you're just sitting in the back, I mean, it's not like the professor's going to step off the stage. And
yeah.
What a distraction. How can kids handle that?
All right, we hear Skateboard Man does not use Twitter.
Both.
Do you guys use Twitter?
I use Twitter. I might be the only one, but I follow
this is 17-year-old Sam.
I follow at Gordon Keith and at Junior Miller because they're That's all I follow.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Sam. If Skateboard Man is on Twitter, I think they're mostly following. I don't know. For some reason, I mean, obviously, we're on Facebook, and you can do a status update on Facebook, and I think most of the skateboard men out there just say, what's the difference between Twitter and a Facebook status?
Right.
And so they're like, I'm not going to get on two things. I'm already on Facebook. So there is kind of like a generational divide between Facebook
and
Twitter.
Facebook's more social, and Twitter's more informational, maybe?
I think there's more information on Facebook. I don't know if you're trying to weigh the quantities or something, but I'm just saying, you know, there's pictures, there's videos, there's status updates, there's profile pictures, mm-hmm. there's a wide spectrum of information on Facebook, and with Twitter it's just a series of like 140 I think character posts.
Right.
Okay, do we dare investigate sexual attitudes of the skateboard man?
Sure.
You think we should?
Go for it.
All right.
Yeah, I think so. You want to do that next?
Yeah, we can do that next, because the sex topic is the big one here. And
you want to make out?
That's what's going on.
Sex attitudes and what we teased last time, tattoos. We got to get into that. Tattoos and piercings, because that was a big part of this
taint tattoo, George?
Research study.
Yeah.
17-year-old Sam just asked to see George's taint tattoo.
Mm-hmm. His dad's outside the studio.
And
he's laughing. I'm asking for?
Yeah, probably.
Unbelievable. What the hell's going on in the world?
More of the Skateboard Man Roundtable next. Right now, we're in the middle of our Skateboard Man Roundtable with Sam, Andrew, Justin, and Nick. All right, we haven't addressed tattoos yet. Who's tattooed? Anybody?
No.
Zilch. I have zilch.
What about friends or girlfriends that may have been tattooed?
My ex-girlfriend had two tattoos.
Where?
Small in the back?
Actually, one was actually in a really hot spot. Right here, I guess.
Nape of the neck?
Right, on the back of the neck.
Which was really hot.
And one on the foot.
Really?
Which, oddly enough, was a puzzle piece. Her and her friend got it. Not sure why. She's not even friends with that person anymore.
Yeah, this story said that 40% of people your age have tattoos.
Oh.
So, that's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, 40% is a lot, and I'm sure they're out there, obviously, but I just don't see them a lot. And I don't know if the tattoo is a thing of the past. I doubt it is, because I know kids still get them, obviously, 40%. But I just don't know a lot of people who are going to go out and get a tattoo.
Now, Sam said he was.
Oh, absolutely. I want a lot of tattoos. I love tattoos, the art of it, and it's gorgeous to me.
Seriously?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
What are you going to get, like sports tattoos or like weird ones like Ty Walker Star Wars tattoos?
I'm not going to get the nerd Star Wars tattoos. I would get the ticket logo if
would
if
you?
I would totally would.
We've seen that before. Yeah. Some listeners that have
I would totally.
Didn't
get
that guy die that had the ticket logo?
Wow, that's very dark.
Would your dad let you get one in high school?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I played football at SMU back in the day.
Braggart.
Yeah, thanks. And our strength coach at the time, Chuck Rossett, who's now with the St. Louis Rams, is like an assistant up there or whatever. He had a tramp stamp on his lower back. This is like a 6'4", 250-pound
guy.
Yeah. He took his shirt off trying to get us fired up one day, like at practice or whatever. We all saw it for the first time, and I mean, we all just hit the floor.
That's weird.
Craig, what did you say about the tramp stamp? What? Didn't you have an interesting observation about the tramp stamp?
See, these guys are such veteran radio guys. They know. I mean, you gotta hear them in break. They're making cracking jokes. They're funny, and they know how to work the conflict of the room, leading Craig, obviously, into a disturbing theory.
It's not my theory. It's my friend's theory. And through his experience, he says that 100% of women
look out
who have a tramp stamp enjoy making love in the most unconventional of ways.
You know,
what does that mean? Elaborate on that, Craig.
Well, you know.
Kind of bathroomy?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So confused.
Yeah, kind of
I just tuned in. I don't know what's going on.
Pew is not doing a research article on that. For some reason,
I don't
think so. Piercings? Anybody got piercings?
No,
absolutely not.
Zero.
Do you want to? You want to be like Gordo and have a fishing lure through your eyebrow or something?
Hey, he's mischaracterizing this story.
I thought it was a belly button piercing.
No.
I thought it was a taint.
No.
He does. He wants to get a barbell.
This is the second time 17-year-old Sam has mentioned taint. What's with it?
He likes the taint.
He does, I guess so.
Where's that tattoo, George?
I don't have a tattoo.
Yeah, what do you claim, Sam? You claim he has what kind of tattoo where?
He has North Texas State on his taint, is what I've heard.
Listen, dude.
Third time.
You're 17. It's Mr. Dunham to you. And
whatever, John. Here it is.
Attitudinal guy.
Totally.
Hey, your dad won't even let you get a tattoo, so I wouldn't talk smack over there.
Whatever.
Musers, I have a friend with... His name's Sackman. Can't give him the real name on radio. You'll understand why in a second. He has a piercing in his special place, he's a male, and he has some sort of battery powered deal in there that gives it some sort of motion.
Gordo's all about that. He wants one of those too.
Wait. He has a piercing in his
male parts,
right? And it's a special purpose area.
Yes, and there's some sort of like battery
device that does what to it?
I can't. I mean, I don't
that
know.
Raises it and lowers it like a drawbridge.
Absolutely.
So it's like Viagra, but not really.
Old school Viagra.
How much do those cost?
Non-pharmaceutical.
Well, you've got Gordo's interest going now.
Yeah, we need to investigate this. This is great.
Yeah, send me that link and find it.
Okay, let's talk about the private area for just a moment with Skateboard Man and find out Skateboard Man's attitudes towards sexuality. Well, this was covered in the Pew Research, I believe. All right, do any of you guys, we always hear each and every generation gets more relaxed with their approach to sex and sexual relationships. So, do you guys practice casual sex, or has your generation gotten a little bit more conservative than our generation?
I would say our generation practices sex pretty regularly. Although personally, I believe, you could just tell.
Now Sam's a virgin, so you're excluded.
I do believe,
from this, Sam.
My personal beliefs though is, I truly believe in finding a connection beforehand, and I would like to think my generation thinks that. However, I live with, four roommates, and I know that's definitely not the case a lot. So I would have to say that we practice it pretty regularly.
I have, the normal amount of casual sex or whatever for any, young 25-year-old guy living in Dallas and everything. But my four best friends who, all went to SMU with me, so it's one qualifier or whatever, all four are virgins. So,
At the age of 25, they're still virgins?
23 to 25.
Really?
I don't practice, but I'm looking to start. Let's load up the lines here.
Oh,
204, 77, 32.
Slow down.
Hang on, Sam. Let's get this going.
Not what this is for. Sam may have a future in this.
Oh, my goodness. All right. And Nick, you want to comment on this?
Yeah, I think we're definitely more laid back with sex. I mean, in Austin, there are two billboards that I've seen, and it's for apartments in Austin. And one is a girl that's straddling a guy in a bra and panties, and then the guy's, he may be naked, I'm not sure, and it says, do you need your own space? Call, da-da-da-da-da. And then the other is a girl who's, I think, just wearing a t-shirt, and it says, the walk of shame isn't so bad if you're walking back to da-da-da-da-da.
The apartment complex.
And these are billboards just on Central Roads in Austin. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, they're seen every day. And, of course, they're targeted at us, but it's just, I think anything that is sexual has become more tolerable, and we are desensitized. I don't know.
All right. No, that's a good point. Now, can you give me the names of those apartment complexes?
Just off here. Yeah. Just one second.
All right. So there are attitudes towards sex.
All right. What about politics? This study indicated that today's youth is leaning a little more conservative. After the last election, they were leaning a little more liberal. Do you guys have particular political bents?
Absolutely. I will fully admit that I am very much a conservative human. I do not like liberalism. I am very much in the George Dunham political camp of I enjoy conservatism.
And you're 17.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't particularly side with one side or another, although I do 110% believe in state rights. I believe that the federal government really should be kind of hands-off. That's how they set up our government. That's how our forefathers set it up, and I feel like it should be like that today.
With George holding up the number one sign.
Think we ought to secede here in Texas?
I do not. No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't believe
not
that.
Okay.
Not that far, but I do believe.
What about you, Justin?
The last presidential election and everything, I wanted to give a fair shake to each side. I was just leaving college and everything, and I'm like, there's no reason not to, read a book on each side, or really kind of do a little bit of research and everything. I feel like that's what more people should do when they get down to voting and whatnot. And then I started working, and I want my money. So I'm pretty much a staunch conservative.
Uh-oh.
I want my money.
Half my bonus.
All right, finally, 20-year-old Nick.
I support freedom.
Ooh, very good.
Freedom and America.
And America?
Yes, and America.
Nice. Triple play there.
Triple play.
But in Austin, everybody's liberal down there, right? Except for those maybe on Congress Avenue.
On Congress Avenue. Yeah, definitely in Congress. But Austin's definitely more hipster, more liberal, and I mean, at UT, though, at our generation, there is a strong conservative contingent there. And I don't know if it's because... I don't know why that is, because usually I've always thought that young people are kind of anti-establishment, mm-hmm. progressive, liberal, but the conservatives are pretty well represented.
And everyone, who has a job now? Justin, you're out working.
Justin has a job.
Okay. And Andrew, you're working and going to school?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you guys think you should work and go to school, or you think school is enough for a job? Because I always talk about this with my kids. I think it's a good question.
Yeah, it is. And if you're, I guess you can either get loans and pay for school now, mm-hmm. or have your parents pay for school, or you can try to work your way through school. And if you can do both, that's fine. But if you're willing to take on the loans and then pay them back after school, either way, you're either going to pay now or pay later. So, I mean, I don't think of it as if you're not working and going to school that you're lazy, because that's,
yeah,
I think that's.
But do you think you should have a job to get ready for the job market?
Oh, definitely. If you don't have work experience, if you haven't had a job, then really, it just doesn't make sense to.
Right, we're running short on time here, and I want to get you guys a few more things that are specific to the ticket. I want to find out how much you guys listen to the ticket and when you listen from. You want to start, Sam?
I pretty much listen as much as I can. When I wake up in the morning to get ready for school, y'all are on. Even during school, as I must admit, I will peruse theticket.com and pull up y'all's audio player and listen to the very interview and Norm. And pretty much, it's from bell to bell as much as I can. I've got the radio on listening to the ticket and nothing else.
At school. At high school.
Absolutely.
I would say I predominantly listen to you guys in the morning. My day doesn't start until around 12:30, so I usually get up early. Yeah, well, I don't have class until 12:30 and 2 o'clock on Monday, Wednesdays. So I wake up early. I set an alarm at about 8, and that's about when I listen to you guys. And then once Norm comes on, I listen to the first couple of segments, and then I'm done for the rest of the day for the most part. I may catch the hard line at the end of the day, but predominantly you guys in the morning.
Justin?
When I was in school, it was more like the Andrew schedule of listening to the ticket and everything, mostly afternoon stuff and everything. But now that I'm working and everything, I try and work out in the mornings and stuff like that. So I'm like jogging, listening to you guys, coming to the office. And as long as I'm doing kind of more of the mindless kind of stuff and everything, I'm listening to you guys pretty much from stem to stern all the way up to the
top 10. Yeah, we're mindless. Yeah,
good.
We're good.
All the way to top 10. Wow. That's good.
And then you bail for Chris House.
Okay. Now, come on. All right, Nick, 20-year-old student, UT.
One way or another, I probably listen... like Gordo's Corner, Muse in the News, 810, all the appointments, I'll stop by either, streaming on my cell phone or on a laptop. I mean, because I'm not in Dallas,
town,
right?
Yeah.
And even in Chicago, I thought that once I was in Chicago, I wouldn't even listen at all. I listened more in Chicago than I ever did.
You couldn't live without us, could you?
I couldn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
especially up there in Chicago, George's hometown. I mean,
I was not born there.
There are murals up on the sides of buildings.
George Dunn Memorial Statue.
No. Lived most of my life in Texas. Born in Texas.
Allegedly.
No. I can
allegedly. Well, we thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, this was great. Thanks so much.
You guys are all
awesome. Yes, thank you for having us.
Very funny, very witty. All of you guys very well spoken. It's encouraging to see this in today's youth.
Mm-hmm. Sam enjoyed detention in high school for missing today, coming up here.
Please, I won't even probably go back or anything.
Oh, my God.
He's
been on the ticket. Has the ticket influenced any of you guys who want to get into radio or anything like that?
Absolutely.
That's why I decided to get into radio, television, film. Maybe not necessarily to get into radio, but you guys always comment on certain on-air personalities like Jane McGarry and just, Scott Sams, I think that's his name.
Yeah, that's where I was taking
another target of Gordo's.
Really, so it really kind of cracked me up, and you guys are real crucial on them. So it's inspired me to get into this market and not be made fun of by you guys.
Okay. Really, really well. It's a good goal to set for
you. What is that, Nick? You had something to say?
Well, yeah, I think that's where I was taking the first thing I said about the station is you guys really hold the mirror up to everyone else who's in the business, mm-hmm. either on radio, on TV. You really put them on the spot and because of it, you guys are just awesome.
Now I feel guilty. All right, Sam?
I was just say, I do fully plan on getting the RTF and graduating from the Dunham School of radio broadcasting at North Texas.
It's not called that.
Yes, allegedly.
And didn't you say that George has a tattoo of North Texas State? Where is
Gordon actually is. He's got a tattoo of North Texas State.
Where is it?
It's on his taint.
Okay. Thank you.
What's wrong with
you? Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Gordman Round. Thank you.